Hey there, I'm Matt Walker, the host of the Choir Director Corner podcast. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I'm so excited you are here. Before we dive in, I want to tell you about a one-of-a-kind online resource for choir directors, and it's called the Choir Director Corner Community Membership. This membership was designed to give you the training, the resources, the support, and the community you need to be successful in your teaching. Inside the membership, you'll find online courses, which will help you polish your current skills, as well as learn some new strategies and techniques, a PDF resource library with over 50 PDFs and Google Docs that you can use in your daily teaching and workflows, monthly collaboration calls where you can ask questions, get feedback, and collaborate with choir directors just like you, and access to our recommended repertoire videos and repertoire lists. There's even a private Facebook group, which gives you another place online to collaborate with other choir directors and ask questions. Being a choir director doesn't have to be a DIY endeavor. It's so much better when it's done together. So head on over to choirdirectorcorner.com/membership and join us in the Choir Director Corner community membership. Again, that's choirdirectorcorner.com/membership. All right, on with today's episode. Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Choir Director Corner podcast. My name is Matt Walker. I am your host. Thanks so much for stopping by and joining me for today's episode. Well, we have reached the middle of July. I hope you've had a relaxing and fun summer so far. But yes, my friends, it is time to start thinking about getting back to school or getting back to our new performance calendar if you're a church choir director or a community choir director. So this is going to be the first part of a series of podcast episodes dedicated to topics related to back to school. So back to school part one, and today we are talking about setting goals. And this is a good of a time as any to think about setting goals for this next year. Now, this could be goals for you personally related to your teaching. This could be goals for your singers, for your ensembles, for your program. So it's a little open-ended as far as that goes, as what goals you're going to be setting for this next year. Any and all of them, right? Any and all of them. But today we're going to talk about setting goals and why setting goals is important if you're not quite on that setting goals bandwagon yet, and then also giving you some strategies for setting goals that are going to be productive for you, right? And really putting yourself in the best possible situation, the best possible position for reaching the goals that you are setting for yourself. So recently I came across an article written by Jeff Boss at Forbes magazine. And so this article was pertaining to five reasons why goal setting will improve your focus. And it's really all about the positive benefits of setting goals and how goals really help us to stay focused on the task at hand, you know, keeping our eyes on the prize, which for us choir directors, that's really hard because, you know, talk about shiny object syndrome, like, and multiple irons in the fire, too many irons in the fire, right? There's so many things that could pull away our attention, pull our focus away from what we really want to accomplish. So setting goals is going to help us with that. So five reasons why basically we should be setting goals and how this is going to help us focus on what's truly important. So reason number one, goals trigger behavior, and especially if you write them down, right? There's all sorts of research as far as how writing guides our emotions, and then taking that one step further, writing is guiding our emotions, it's also guiding our actions. And so when we see a goal written down, particularly in our own handwriting, yes, you can type them on a Google Doc and in a planner or whatever you like to use, but writing them down in our own handwriting has a special power to it because it makes the goal more important and it also makes the goal more real. Writing can also help to clarify our purpose. And so when we write down a goal, you can become more confident in the path moving forward because it really helps clarify what we really need to do, what those next steps need to be, right? So, reason number one, goals are going to help trigger positive behavior, right? Reason number two to set goals, goals guide our focus. And when we set goals, we naturally, just in this process, we start to consider the steps needed to reach our end objective, right? Goals and sort of our end objectives are a little bit different, which we'll dig into that here in a little bit. But goals, when we set these goals, is going to help us to focus on that next step, which is also then going to help lead us in the right direction and therefore help guide our actions. And really keeping us on track, right? Reason number three to set goals, goals help to sustain momentum. And really achieving goals, and you know, if you're someone that likes to use to-do lists, you know this, achieving goals, completing tasks can be really addicting, right? You check that thing off the list and it just automatically helps build motivation to dig into the next thing on the list. Same thing with achieving goals. And rather than focusing on the end objective, which can seem kind of daunting, right? Because there's all these things that are involved in getting to that end objective. It's way off in the distance. If we focus on completing each of the small steps and really just completing that next step along the path, we build confidence as well as momentum towards our end objective. And the desire to keep the momentum going sort of outweighs, the potential, feeling of, just so being daunting getting to that end objective. You know, we don't worry about that anymore. We start to really focus on the desire to reach that next step along the path. Yeah. And that in turn is what helps us to reach our end objective. I've talked about the author James Clear before, who wrote the book Atomic Habits. It's a great book. And so he talks a lot about habits, but also writes a lot about setting and achieving goals. And one of the stories that he writes about on his blog, on his website, is a story about the comedian Jerry Seinfeld and how he talked to this other comedian who met Jerry Seinfeld and decided then in their time together, they had some a few minutes backstage at this event that they were both performing at. And so this comedian asks Jerry Seinfeld, what's the best way to be a better comic? And here is Jerry Seinfeld's response. He replies that, the way to be a better comic is to create better jokes. And the way to create better jokes was to write every day. And so here's how Jerry Seinfeld told this comic to do it. He said, get a big wall calendar that has a whole year on one page and hang it on your wall. And then the next step was to get a big red magic marker. And Seinfeld says, for each day that you do your task of writing, whatever that specific goal is, even if it's for 30 minutes every day, each day that you complete that task, it's like you're going to put a big red X over that day. And he says, after a few days, you'll have a chain, and just keep at it and completing and continuing that chain, and that chain will grow longer every day. And he says, you'll really like seeing that chain, especially when you get a few weeks under your belt. And here's how he ends this. He says, your only job is to not break the chain. And James Clear points out, Jerry Seinfeld didn't say a single thing about results. It was all about keeping the momentum and not breaking that chain, right? So this is what goals help us to do, right? And we're, again, getting into strategy here in a little bit about being specific with them and all of that. But if you do your goals right, and then you work towards achieving those goals each and every day. Yeah, if you can do it something where it needs to be consistent every day, you're going to give yourself a better opportunity to be successful. So reason number three, goals help us sustain that all-important momentum. Reason number four, goals help you to align your focus, right? They help us to align our focus with our behavior, and we can consistently stop and analyze, are the actions we are taking, or the how we are spending our time each and every day, are they aligned with the goals that we have set forth, right? The goals that we have decided on, the goals that we have determined. And so if you're constantly and consistently asking yourself that question, well, then that's going to help you if you ever get off track, if you ever get off task, if you start to lose your focus on what you really want to achieve, those end objectives, then you can shift how you are using your time. You can shift your actions, shift your behavior back towards working towards the goals that are really important, the goals that we want to be focused on. So goals help us do that. Yeah, they help us to align our focus, how we use our time, we are using our resources, yeah, and help us to align our actions and keeping them focused on the end objective, keeping them focused on that next goal that we have set forth for ourselves. So that's reason number four. Reason number five to set goals is goal setting promotes self-mastery. And what I mean by that is achieving goals actually builds confidence and character. So Jeff Boss talks about this in this article. Reaching a goal builds our confidence in ourselves to be successful and in our ability in ourselves to get things done. There's all sorts of research out there where it shows that when we accomplish goals, you know, it feels really good to make progress. And then this motivates us to continue to set goals and work towards achieving them. So it's almost like a loop. Yeah, we're working towards a goal. We accomplish it. We gain confidence, and it motivates us to set another goal and then to work towards achieving that. And then when we make progress towards that goal, again, it increases our confidence and it motivates us to towards that next step. So it's that loop of promoting self-mastery as we continue to build confidence. I'll make sure that I put a link in the show notes to this article. It's a great article, and you can read through it about these five reasons why we should be setting goals. So that's the why part of it. Now let's talk a little bit about some basic strategies for setting goals. And a lot of this comes from James Clear. And again, this is another article from him. I will put a link to the show notes in there as well to this article, because you'll really enjoy reading some of his stuff on goal setting if you haven't looked at any of his work. So this specific post from James Clear, it's titled Goal Setting, A Scientific Guide to Setting and Achieving Goals. And one of the things I love about this post, one of the very first quotes in this from James Clear is this: goals determine your direction, systems determine your progress. So we are looking towards, you know, an end objective, and goals are going to help us determine the direction towards that objective. But then the systems that we put in place, which I love systems, if you're familiar with my content, it's all about creating efficient, productive, repeatable systems. And so he says, systems determine your progress. So in this article, here are some strategies now for setting goals. And number one, he calls ruthlessly eliminate your goals. And so he says what we really need is not bigger goals, but better focus. And so narrowing our focus to a smaller number, or maybe even one. He even says you need to choose one thing and ruthlessly, I love this way he says this, ruthlessly eliminate everything else. He goes on to say, typically, when we fail to reach our goals, we think something was wrong with the goal or with our approach in achieving this goal. And oftentimes, you know, we'll hear people say, oh, you need to think bigger. Yeah, dream big. Pick a dream that is so big that it's going to motivate you every day to work towards it. But these excuses can cloud that bigger issue, which is often looks like a problem of goal setting, is actually a problem of goal selection. So what James Clear says is what we really need is not bigger goals, but better focus. So you need to choose one thing and ruthlessly eliminate everything else. Now, I'm the first to admit I'm really bad at narrowing just one thing. Yeah, that's really hard, just narrowing it down to one goal. But I think going through this process, what it will do is you really need to reflect and self-evaluate on what is truly important, right? And so looking at, as you brainstorm the objectives that you want to accomplish this next year, really, once you sort of have exhausted that list and you've got a really good list, now you really need to start to get picky with yourself, right? And as he uses the word ruthless, you need to be really ruthless in narrowing down this list, because the smaller you can get that list, the better opportunity you're going to give yourself to be successful. Because if you've got too many things that you're trying to do, too many irons in the fire, we know this as choir directors, it's going to make it that much more difficult for you to be successful. So narrow it down as much as you possibly can. All right, that is strategy number one. Strategy number two, goals should be specific and measurable. And as educators, many of us, we've worked with SMART goals, right? And I'm not going to get into the SMART goals and the five different aspects of that. I'm really kind of simplifying a little bit here. And this is what James Clear works on as well, as being very specific and measurable. So James Clear tells us that research has shown that you are 2 to 3 times more likely to stick to your goals if you make a specific plan for when, where, and how you will perform that behavior. And to me, if you're working with SMART goals, those are the three most important aspects, right? Specific, measurable, and then time, right? And so he gives the example of, you know, in one study, scientists ask people to fill out this sentence: during the next week, I will partake in at least 20 minutes of vigorous exercise on specific day, specific time of day, and then at, and so a specific place, right? Researchers have found that people who filled out this sentence were 2 to 3 times more likely to actually exercise compared to a control group who did not make plans for their future behavior. All right. So I take a couple of things for that. Number one, yes, you got to write it down. And then number two, be specific and measurable. So the goal, as specific as you possibly can, as measurable as it can be, and then also the time. So how often are you doing it? And be specific about the when and the where, right? So that is strategy number two. Goals, as much as possible, be specific and measurable. Strategy number three, goals should focus on the process, but not the intended outcome or the end objective. And this is the biggest problem that I see. And this gets to the previous goal as well, or the previous strategy as well, is that oftentimes when people are listing their goals, what they're really listing are their end objectives. And if you really dig down into them, it's not something that can be actionable on a consistent basis. And so in the previous example, we'll continue with this example of exercise and weight loss, because this is a common thing. The intended outcome or the end objective was to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. And so losing weight is a common goal, but that's your end objective. It's not something that's really actionable on a consistent basis. You know, losing weight is the result of being committed to doing other specific things consistently over a period of time. And so it's okay to be thinking big picture. And I would actually say, you know, with your list that you start at the very beginning of this process, you're looking at what are your end objectives, right? What are your intended outcomes? And then you start to break it down from there. But we need to make sure that our goals, again, are simple and focused, not on that end objective, but the goals are focused on the process. Now, here's another example. This is something common for us choir directors. Let's say you want to help your singers be more proficient at reading music. Well, some people would list that as the goal, right? I want my singers to be more proficient at reading music. But really, that's the end objective. That's the intended outcome. The goals need to be, what are the things you're going to do on a regular basis, on a consistent basis, to help your singers along the path to proficiency, right? That is where we should focus our attention on setting these goals. It's the steps along the path to our end objective, or to the path to our intended outcome. Right. And that leads us to strategy number four, where setting goals is a process which requires self-evaluation and refining. Right. Because we're going to need to look at these goals, and it's several steps in this process to really refine them down to something that is specific and measurable, and also giving us a specific time, right, for focused on those three aspects of these goals. So starting on these end objectives and then really refine them down to where they are actionable goals, things that we can take action on a consistent basis, right? So I'm going to select a specific step-by-step methodology for teaching how to read music before school starts. If we take our previous end objective on getting our singers more proficient in reading music, that is a goal, right? That's a specific goal that's actionable. And it's also got the time in there as well, right? If I'm starting in the middle of July, I'm going to select a specific step-by-step methodology for teaching how to read music before school starts. That is a specific goal that is going to get us further along the path towards our end objective. Here's another one. I'm going to include a lesson on music literacy in every single rehearsal. Or maybe you say 4 out of every 5 days, right? Because we know our school calendars, they all get crazy. We all have regular interruptions into our rehearsal process, right? So maybe our goal is not every single rehearsal. Maybe it's 80% of our rehearsals or 90% of our rehearsals, right? So that, again, we've taken that end objective, that intended outcome of getting our singers more proficient in reading music. And we've broken that down. We've refined that down to a goal that's specific and measurable and also has that aspect of time. I'm including a lesson and being, you could be even more specific with that, right? I'm including a lesson on both using solfege and then also a rhythm system, right? Whether you're using Takadimi or using something else. I'm including a lesson in each of those for 80% of my rehearsals. So in a week with five rehearsals, I'm doing it 4 days out of five. Here's another specific goal. I'm going to plan out my first week of music literacy lessons prior to the start of school, and then I'm going to reevaluate at the end of the first week, right? So I have used this process of refining goals, of self-evaluating. I've added that aspect of self-evaluating because we all know as choir directors, we are constantly analyzing and self-evaluating. So you get to the end of that first week and I might be, you know, my singers are really doing well. I need to maybe speed up the process a little bit. I can push them a little bit more. Or you may get to the end of that first week and be like, wow, we are not as far along as what I had hoped. So I need to slow down the process, or I may even need to circle back to some other skills before we continue to move forward, to take steps forward along this path towards the proficiency in music literacy, right? So there are four strategies for you, my friends, in setting your goals for this next year. Number one, ruthlessly eliminate your goals. Narrow that focus as much as you can, right? Number two, goals should be specific and measurable as possible. Number three, the strategy that's going to help you with that is goals should focus on the process and not the end objective or the intended outcome, right? Our goals should be the steps that will get us to that end objective. And then number four, setting goals is a process which requires regular self-evaluation and refining. So always self-evaluating and refining our goals as we evaluate where we are at, and then also evaluating where our singers are at as well. So now that we've talked about the why and the how of setting goals, now I'd like to hear from you. What are some of the goals that you are going to be setting for this next year? Maybe these are personal goals. Maybe these are goals for your singers, or maybe these are goals just for your choir program overall. I would love to hear about what you are going to be working on this year. So send me an email and let me know. My email is matt@choirdirectorcorner.com. I can't wait to hear about what you are going to be working on this next year with your singers. Well, that is it for today's episode, my friends. I hope today's episode has given you some inspiration and some motivation. Like how I connected that into our goal setting. Some motivation for getting some goals set for the coming year. So make sure you stay tuned to the podcast. There are going to be more episodes in this back to school series. I'm going to continue to talk about some different topics, some different aspects, and also mention some different resources that will help you in getting ready, getting prepared to start this next school year, to start this next performance year, right? If you're in a church choir or a community choir, these episodes are going to help you as well. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you've been loving the podcast, do me a big favor. Go over to wherever you listen to your podcast and give us a 5-star rating and review. That's going to help us reach more choir directors with the podcast and in turn help us in our goal, which is to help as many choir directors as possible. Well, thanks so much for listening to this episode, my friends. And until next time, keep being awesome. Are you looking for resources that will save you time and frustration? Want to dive deeper into topics related to your teaching? Then check out the Choir Director Corner community membership over at choirdirectorcorner.com/membership.